Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Of Social Blend. It has come to that time. I always like to end it on a high note.
And that's right why he's yelling right now.
Yeah, that's why.
We just did this whole thing where we like tested the volume of our voices to the microphone because we didn't want to sit like really close to it like that.
Right.
And George is like, and I was like, George, it's fine. Like, yeah. We can talk normal.
And now I feel like I'm screaming.
And now George is like literally screaming. Like, come on. Gosh. Oh, also, we're live and in person.
Yes, we're live and in person. Cheers. Gracie Cheers. Made some margaritas. Wait, if let's see if remember. We can hear it. Like, okay. The click. Oh, wait, let me do it. Okay.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, go. Three, okay. Two, one.
Wait, that was like an ugly clink. Hold on. Right. One, two, three. That was better. Okay. it's the cocktail recipe that I did a live video demonstration for.
Oh, this is the Aperol one?
This is the Aperol margarita.
It's so fucking good.
Thank you.
It's so good.
If you guys don't remember that, we won't repost the video because my ex-boyfriend is in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thanks, my love, because I, like, watched it because I forgot the recipe today.
At least you always have it now.
And, you know, I know. And, like, we don't really need that negativity on our page. But, yeah. Oh,
it's
you
so
guys,
good.
I'm so sorry. You are definitely going to be able to hear the ALB going off.
Oh, is that a mechanical
it's
one?
It's an automatic
that's
litter
so
box.
Cool. Oh, well, okay, so we are here together. We just ate some Taco Bell.
We did. I might go back for that chalupa in a little bit.
Yeah, that's, listen, I have my chalupa too. We
oh my god, chalupa
it.
Twins.
Yeah, chalupa twins. So for mine, I put potato in
oh,
it.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, I
okay.
take all the other stuff
black
out
beans.
And I put...
You don't like black beans?
I like black beans, but, like, I feel like when they have the potato, I'm like, it just, like, is,
okay.
like, fun. Like,
right,
it,
no, I feel
it tastes
you.
So,
you.
Like, it tastes way better.
I feel you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we are live in person for the season finale. First, let's talk about your jalapenos in your glass.
Okay, so I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have about, like, 18 to 20 jalapeno slices in my margarita glass.
To make it spicy.
We'll post a picture.
Yeah, wait. Take a photo like that.
Do I look skinny?
I think so. You always look skinny. You lost so much fucking weight.
I lost like 30 pounds, you guys.
No, you lost
I'm like,
so much
I'm like
fucking
almost,
weight.
I'm almost in the 120s right now.
Oh my god, like that's my goal. That's like...
You'd be like skinny,
I'd be a twig. I'd be a twig.
I don't even think
oh
that
god.
You're like, your frame...
Yeah, no, I would literally be, like, skeleton.
Gaunt,
yeah.
Yeah,
I would be, like, really, I would look sick. Like, I would not look
but
well.
But you look a little good thicker.
Yeah.
With a little
I
thickness
think, yeah,
to
yeah, I feel like, so for me, I never want to be, like, skinny.
Right.
But I don't want to be fat. Like,
right.
I want to be,
like,
in the middle.
I like my body right now.
Yeah, I think your body looks perfect the way it is right now. But
I didn't really realize that I'd lost so much weight until, like, all of my pants started, like, falling off.
Yeah.
When I was wearing... No, I was just kidding. But, like...
Or, like, do you save your clothes? Like, do you have any
yeah,
clothes that you have from, like, years
but they're all, like,
ago?
old stuff. Like, stuff
oh, okay,
I was wearing
okay.
pre-pandemic. I haven't
okay.
been this weight since before I started dating my ex.
Yeah.
oh, Michael.
Oh,
he's fine.
Wait,
he's
wait.
Fine. He's fine.
Okay.
Oh, Michael.
Fuck. I didn't want him to, like, to click, like, stop.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, poor baby. Literally almost like died.
Oh my god.
Just so I don't touch
I'm
it.
What are you doing?
All right, life updates.
Okay, George, you want to go first?
Okay, yeah. Guys, I had motherfucking food poisoning.
Disgusting.
I didn't even know I had food poisoning. It just felt like I was very sick. And it all started
were
like.
Were you throwing up?
No. That's why I was like, this is not
I
food
poisoning.
I don't
think you had food poisoning, George.
Well, the other side, I was not well. Like, I wasn't throwing up, but I was, like,
oh.
doing other things. And it was, like,
it
I was
coming
scared.
Out the other end.
Yes, to a point where I was scared that I was dying. and so you were away. Sick.
Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't eat for 6 days straight. Guys, I lost 11 fucking pounds. Like, I feel good. Like, that's why, like, I'm like, no, let's eat that Taco Bell tonight.
George just went and he had, like, three things.
Yeah, I got three things tonight.
Actually, he got five things.
And I ate four of them.
Nacho fries.
No, I got the nacho fries, the chalupa, the
burrito.
The burrito and the soft taco.
Oh, I thought it was it. Four, not... Okay, so you did get four things.
Yeah, I got four things.
I thought you had four of, like, things like this.
No, no. I mean, I could, but no, not this time.
Like, I can't even... I couldn't even... I got two things and I couldn't even finish.
Yeah, I got... But you know what? I don't even count... I don't even count the fries because...
They're like...
There was, like, none in there.
And I ate five of them.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god, I can't believe this is gonna stain.
So yeah, so you, I can't even tell though. Okay. So you're fine. So anyway, it was like a Friday night, and I was like, should I just go to bed, like eating something small, or should I like eat a full meal? So I ended up just getting like those overnight oats, and I was like, I'll just eat this for dinner, and that's it, and I'm good to go. And when I opened it, it just looked weird. Like it looked, it looked a little pasty. I don't know what was
like
wrong
with
it.
Like me before the summer.
Yeah. I didn't know, like, what was wrong with it, but the expiration, it was not expired, and it didn't smell bad. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just all in my head, and maybe it's fine. This is just how it looks, because I've never had that flavor before. It was, like, dark chocolate, whatever.
Right.
So anyway, I ate it. Guys, 1 hour later, I was dead. I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. I couldn't even grab the remote. I couldn't even drink water. Like, I was...
And then eventually, you
took
had to get up because you were gonna do a poopy in your pants.
Yeah, yes. Or pee. Like, I had to pee so bad, and I couldn't get up, and I was, like, scared. I was like, what do I do?
Right, yeah.
So, by Sunday, I was rushed to the hospital because I was so dehydrated. Like, I thought I was drinking fluids, but it wasn't enough. I just wasn't drinking enough. So I was rushed to the hospital, 103 fever. They had to put fluids in me. They gave me Tylenol. And then they test me for everything. COVID, flu, everything. And my Lyme's, too. They test me for Lyme, just in case.
Oh, yeah. It was like a flare-up or something.
Yes, that's... Because I was like, this seems like a fucking flare-up, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
All negative, all fine. So I was like, what
Michael,
is this?
Excuse you.
So
oh, he smells then, the dogs.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
That's why
this is, I usually put this bag on the floor.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Michael's like, I go on the floor.
I then went to my primary doctor just for like a checkup. A follow-up. And he was like asking me like what I was having, what was going on. And he's like, you had food poisoning. Like, he called it something like BP virus food poisoning. So it's like a virus kind of, I don't know.
Well, it's like,
the
it's
way
like,
he said it, it was like BP virus food poisoning.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a virus that's caused by like whatever was in the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've never had food poisoning. This was my first time. But like I said, 6 days, no food. Like, I was not hungry at all. I felt like
wow.
I was on Ozempic. I was scared,
though. I've had neurovirus bouts that have been that bad. And like,
yeah.
When I had COVID this last time, I was like having diarrhea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Diarrhea on and off for like half of the day. But other
That's
than that,
scary.
It was like the last day of it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was totally fine.
Yeah.
You guys, I feel like I've talked about this before, and this is partially why I lost... No, it's like mostly why I lost all this weight.
Right.
These 30 fucking goddamn pounds or almost whatever.
Gorgeous.
like I was worried people thought it was Ozempic, but no, it was that like this bout of diarrhea that I had had as a result of the COVID fucked me up so bad that like I could barely eat anything. I was eating like, but then I could go out and like, I was going out and like drinking.
Yeah.
And so like I was eating just enough so that I could go out and drink.
It. Yes.
Because it was like the end of the summer. Like we were outside every night, my babies.
Like, we were out partying.
We were out there.
Yeah.
Stop moving. It's fine.
I'm scared. Okay. Oh no, God. We're good. We're good. But...
When we go on a break, you can test it.
Okay.
You can check it.
Okay,
all right. Good.
But,
I'm looking at the volume bar right
there. Yes, it looks fine. It looks good. So, Yeah, no, that scared me, though. But me not eating for the 6 days, that scared me because right. I didn't know what to expect. And I never had this before where I was like, now what?
Right, yeah. And you know, like, you get a lot of your water intake because you said you ended up getting really dehydrated after the fact, and right?
Yeah.
And so, you have to drink water, obviously. Like, that's so important. Mm-hmm. But, like, a good amount of your water intake can come from food.
Yeah.
And I bet you, since you're vegan, you eat a lot of vegetables.
Yes.
Right?
Always, yeah.
So, you know, vegetables especially, like, I guess fruits kind of too, but, like, more so vegetables, have a lot of water in them.
Yes.
And so, if you're not eating anything, you're not getting that extra water intake. Mm-hmm. And then you're probably not even able to drink that much water anyway.
Well, after they scared me with the dehydration, I literally was getting, like, gallons of water, putting electrolytes in it,
right.
and just chugging that all day.
Like, okay, I would have one gallon,
and that helped me so much.
But before, like, you probably weren't drinking as much. Oh, no, before that, I wasn't scared.
No, yeah. I wasn't eating, I wasn't drinking, nothing. Right, That's why I was rushed to the hospital.
You lost out on a lot of water intake.
Yes.
And, like, that's, you know, it's bad. But,
But all good now. Like, now, like, I'm, like, 5 days.
And you know, what, 103 fever, right?
103 fever, yeah. So now it's been, like, 5 days since I've been, like, back to normal. This is, like, kind of my first meal where it's, like, from a place. Before that, I've been really just trying not to eat anything crazy. So, this is my first, like, back into the world.
Yeah, and how do you feel so far?
I feel good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I have baby wipes just in case.
Yeah, like, just in case you never know. Yeah. But that's me.
I had a similar fever situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names. Oh. But a man gave me my first and hopefully only ever UTI.
Fuck.
I'm not gonna say exactly how it happened, but I knew immediately after he did what he did that I had a UTI. I was like, I knew immediately after, because, like, when I went to pee right then and there, it was uncomfortable, like, immediately. It was so bad. And I kind of ignored it for a couple days. I was, like, trying to drink a lot of water, trying to flush it out, because it wasn't, like, super bad, but it was uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And then I ended up, like, I was at babysitting one night, and I was just kind of feeling icky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I felt feverish. Mm-hmm. I was, like, achy. I was supposed to have girls' night the next day.
Okay.
The original date of girls' night, and which is also our last day of school before spring break. I ended up feeling a little better by the end of babysitting, and, like, all my friends were out at the bar, and so I went out and I had two drinks, but then I was, like, kind of in a bad mood anyway. Like, I was just, like, and I started not feeling good again.
Right.
So I left.
Mm-hmm.
And, I then went to bed, or whatever. Then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was freezing fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
I took my temperature, and I had, like, a 101 degree fever. I called out of work, and then I scheduled, like, a virtual doctor's appointment for the next day, because, like, I needed it to be that day.
Yeah.
So then I could get a doctor's note for work, because, like, I felt, I'd already been absent so much this year because I'd had a rough fucking year, you know?
Right, right.
And then I wanted to get that doctor's note because it was, especially because it was the last day before break,
holiday,
and, like, that,
yes,
you know, they were, like, that sketchy, you know what I mean? Ended up that day, that Friday, I ended up just going to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Was that day? Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that same day.
Yeah, I'm
I feel like
sure.
I remember this.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I went. Oh no, you know what? The week before, I went to the emergency room because I I got antibiotics from a tele-doc appointment, like a telehealth appointment.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the antibiotics I felt like were giving me an allergic reaction. But I think what was actually happening, now looking back, because I came home from work, I remember I came home from work on a Friday and I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
The Friday before that. And I was like, just like, whatever, feeling so icky. And I like called my roommate and I was like, I think I need to go to the emergency room. Like he was at work because I didn't know what to do. And I called my parents and they're like, you're probably fine. Like, it's fine. Just sleep it up. I go to the emergency room. They were like, yes, it seems like it could be an allergic reaction. We're going to test your urine, make sure the infection's gone. Because if it's not gone, then we're going to give you something else. But if we don't see anything, because since you've been taking it, this antibiotic for a couple of days,
right?
It might be okay. You might be in the clear. So they like tested my urine. Then they didn't find an infection. I left. I go to Terry's because he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm in the emergency room. For an allergic reaction, probably getting released soon, baby. And then I went over his house and like we were hanging out. I think we hung out the next day too. I can't even fucking remember at this point. So long ago. But then I think we actually did. And then a couple days later, like Monday, I started feeling uncomfortable again.
Yeah.
And then this is the point where it brings us to that Thursday. I was at babysitting feeling kind of icky.
Icky, yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the night, sick as fuck. I am like I sleep all day on Friday after the appointment. I call my dad and I'm like, Dad, like I'm really scared. Like I've never had my fever ended up being like 103 at one point. Like yeah. And I was like, my mom was
That's scary,
like,
especially for adults.
No,
like,
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. Scary. Yeah. Like 105 and like you're dead. Your organs are cooking. You know what I mean? My mom was going away the next day with Nancy and like Doris and all them. For like their girls trip or whatever. And Eileen and I think Laura Gibbons too. And so I was like, Dad, can you please like, Daddy, come get me to the hospital. Like, and so my dad, like, I was so sick. I was like, I could barely even like get up to open the door to let my dad in to come and like get me. He had to basically like walk me to the car.
Wow, that's scary.
And like came into the emergency room. I was like, so sick. It was like so bad because not only was my like urinary tract
right
feeling so uncomfortable and I had to pee all the fucking goddamn time
right,
I was alternating between freezing cold like bone chilling cold, like frozen to the bone, like so cold, and then like profusely sweating.
Oh, I hate
it. Was
that feeling
so horrific. It sucked so bad. They eventually gave me. So then when I went to the emergency room with my dad, they gave me like Cipro, another antibiotic. I have allergies to some antibiotics though, so like I'm allergic to penicillin, which takes out like a whole family of them for me.
Yes.
And but I was feeling like so icky after. I was like, Dad, just like drop me off. I'll go get it. Like later, but I knew like later wasn't gonna come. I knew I wasn't gonna fucking leave the house. I should have just had my dad take me because then the pharmacy department at the pharmacy I go to is not open on Sunday. This is a Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
And then, so I had to wait until Monday to get it. And I didn't start feeling like better until like Thursday.
Wow. So that was a long time.
It was like a long time. It was like 2 to 3 weeks of me like, from the start when the incident happened to when I was finally feeling better.
Wow.
It was like 3 weeks, yeah. It fucking sucked.
No, that sucks. That's horrible.
Really bad.
That is horrible.
And don't worry, I gave that man hell.
Yeah.
I kind of think I wanna like mail him
a cease and desist.
My hospital bill. Yeah. Cause then you have the audacity to call my roommate Chuck?
Yeah.
How fucking dare you? His name is Charles.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait! Yeah!
That's a horrific nickname for Charles anyway.
Not Chuck. Oh my god. You're like, Chuck, you're like, and you know what? Take this like motherfucking hospital
bill. Like, to his face. And my roommate comes up to me because we're all at the bar. And it's the night of Charles's gig where Tara was meeting me later. And, like, oh my god, I'm talking about Terry. Like, we've been on the podcast and I've been talking about him already. Like, we've done
episodes. Yeah, like, we've done
episodes. We broke up. So, like...
Fast forward, that's where we were done. But anyway,
Charles comes up to me and was like, yo, Sean just fucking called me Chuck. Should I kill myself? I said, no, you should kill him.
Yeah.
Because hasn't he done enough to this household? Hasn't he done enough?
Haven't you done enough? That's such, like, a Lindsay, like...
Like, how many sandwiches have you made for me? How many sandwiches have you made for me? Hold on, Monica wants to get out of my room. Big bitch, Mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we have been through it, honestly.
Yeah.
Life.
Double 103 degree fevers for the idiots on the podcast.
Yes, please. Literally. It's like crazy.
Check, please.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's go to a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we will talk all things reality.
Yeah, even though we really didn't give any more life updates.
I know, literally. Other than that, like, literally, it was like me being sick.
And then me being sick. But yeah. My sickness happened before.
Yes. Yeah, it was nothing the original correlated. Sicker. Nothing correlated.
Yeah, no.
It's a joke.
Okay.
All right.
BRB.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Georgie just said the most true thing about Jersey City, and he doesn't even live here. He made an astute comment about how incestuous we are.
Yes.
And you know what? He's really not that wrong.
Well, it's bound to happen. Like, you guys live in such a small area. Like, even though Jersey City is, like, big, it's still small. Like, it's such a tiny
and
area.
We have, like, I don't know. It's, like...
There's, the like, people, different neighborhoods.
The people that I hang out with all go to the same fucking places.
Right. So
we
that's
run
why,
into the same fucking like, people.
It's bound to happen. That's it.
And you know what? This was happening in the previous generation of people who were outside in Jersey City,
wow.
too.
Wow.
It just... It happens. In the places where we go.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, how do you know her? And I'm like, oh, she's just my Eskimo sister's sister's sister. Right? Like, no like, big deal. It. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, reality TV. Let's hop in it. Summer House, season 9. Have you been watching?
I have. I'm all caught up.
The reunion? You watched the reunion?
Obviously not part 2 or 3.
No. Yeah, part 1. Yeah. Okay, now how are we feeling?
I need to rewatch it.
Okay, so
I'm brain dead, and I can't remember anything past like 3 days of viewing.
It's okay.
So.
I, no, literally, I'm
but I started,
line.
Yeah, I started watching the, like, the last episode, regular episode.
Okay.
At Terry's house.
Yeah.
But I was really drunk, so then I had to come home and, like, rewatch it.
I am team Lexi on this. I just feel really bad for her. And I don't like how the girls are, like, all rallying around Jesse. I don't
they
like
do that at the reunion?
Yes. Yeah, no, you're right. They're making it.
Also, Sierra, not my favorite season.
No,
of hers.
No, I'm mad at her.
Like, I don't like the way she acted.
No, I don't like the way she acted. No. I'm sorry. I don't like that. Like, it's very, like, I got her number now. Like, that's it. Like, I see her. But, like, they made it, like, when Jesse said he sucked the girl's toe, or the girl sucked his toe, like,
yeah,
the other girls made it so, like, it's okay, like, that's so funny, yeah. And yeah, then it's, like, with Lexi was really upset about it, and they were, like, oh my god, like, it's not a big deal, but she's, like, it is a big deal, like, it if is. We were together, why are you doing that,
right.
Like, it's fucked up. So I didn't like that. Like, I didn't like how she felt, like, very alone in this, and it was just fucked up. Also, I feel bad for Emeril. Like, I'm sorry, and I think I said this last week,
yeah,
too.
I didn't listen, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was just like, I'm sorry, but, like, this is Summer House. Like, yeah, this is a house. If he wants to fuck, let him fuck.
But I think
someone.
The thing that they were, like, weird about is that nobody else was ever really doing that, so they're just not used to that.
Right,
energy.
They're not used to that. But also,
so I get it from both sides.
Yes, but everyone's shacked up in this house. Like, majority of them are shacked up.
No, I
okay?
know.
So, of course, they're going to be like, ew, this is weird. But Kyle and Amanda used to do that. So why is it is this such a big fucking deal for him to do it?
I would wreak havoc on the Summer House.
Me too. Because I would be like, listen, we're filming a show. If you want to get in on it, like, come back to my place.
I would be fucking I would get into I would get into a really messy situationship with one of the guys in the house, like, there's no way that I wouldn't.
Then bring home a guy.
then I'd bring home a guy, and they'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, we didn't say we were exclusive, big
right.
boy.
Sorry, go to bed.
Go to bed. Try not to listen to the sounds of me squirting from another man's hand.
Right, it's like crazy. So it's like, I don't know, like, I feel bad for him. Like, I feel bad for Emeril. And, like, I feel like he wasn't, like, given a shot.
Yeah, they, like,
is that Harley Davidson?
They, like,
what? Is that Harley Davidson?
Oh my god, yes.
I'm obsessed with that.
It's my favorite jacket of all time.
I love it. That's, like, very chic.
Thank all you. Right,
sorry.
It was, like, $300.
My gosh.
It's vintage.
No, I love it. Well, listen, sometimes you gotta pay.
Sometimes you have to pay to play.
Yeah.
And this was one of the occasions.
Yeah, that's about to be me, because I need two new suits.
Yeah.
And
oh my
I'm
God.
Very close to, like, I have to now go get new suits, and I'm going to spend a fortune.
No, I know. Oh my God. I texted my friend, I was like, I'm not going to make it to the gig tonight.
Wait, they say.
He seems, like, upset.
Like, I say just go, but you're going to be late.
I'm
going to
miss
too.
Him. I'm going to miss his set, and fuck. There's no point.
Okay.
I feel so bad. He texted me, he was like, copy. I was like,
copy.
Sorry, Jacob.
Which cat is that? That's not Michael.
This is Steven.
Steven. He looks like he's about to drink some of your
Steven, you don't need any alcohol. You're already crazy without it.
No, okay? Literally. And the jalapeno, I don't think he'll be okay.
He did a big stretch.
Oh, hi.
Baby. He's just stinky.
He's
right?
A baby.
He's just a baby. Big old cat balls. Look at his balls.
See, ew, no, I don't want to see. Ew, oh my god, they look crazy.
That's a little part where his penis comes
ew,
out.
They're very, like, puffy.
He has little balls. He has to get
oh, yeah, wait, cats, their penises are, like, inside.
And then it comes, like a dog. Like a dog's penis comes out, too.
Yeah, but you could see it.
No, that's not the dog's penis. You think that's how the dog, like, fucks another dog to make more
no,
dogs?
No, like, I know.
Are you serious?
No, like, I know it's, like, the pouch part, but whatever.
No.
All right, I don't
have,
know.
Have you ever seen a dog Red Rocket?
Yes,
that's
please. I was horrified.
That's
yeah.
their penis. That's yeah. that's when they get aroused, that comes out.
Oh, my god.
And then they use that to have sex with the female dog.
Winston used to do that when he was a baby. He would, like, start humping, like, a toy, a cute little toy we got him.
No, we Prince used to hump pillows.
We were distraught. We were so upset.
Why?
We were
just
like,
Michael.
We were like, oh!
And he didn't do anything wrong.
All right.
See, even when he does something wrong.
I don't know what that is. Oh, okay, it's like that.
He doesn't do anything wrong. All right, good. He's a good boy.
All right, anyway, so, yeah, so that's Summer House. So let's see.
He's a little baby cat.
So let's see what happens.
Can you meow for the microphone? That was me. You meow. That was George.
That was me.
You meow all day long. And now that I want you to meow, you're not going to meow? What if I hold him like this and he'll meow so I can put him down? Steven, we're all waiting.
We're waiting. He's like, bitch, get the fuck off of me. All right, so that's the reunion. That's Summer House reunion. Next week seems like it's going to be the same chaos, so let's see what happens. Whoa. Oh my God, I thought he lunged at me. I was like, oh my God, scared. Oh God. The Valley, have you been watching no?
Yes, actually, I did. I watched it all.
Okay.
Why won't Jason put his ring on?
I'm like, whatever. Jason? Does he have his ring on?
Aren't they, like, saying that when he goes out, he takes it, doesn't put his ring on? Or is that last season? That's this season. Because this is the season where Jackson
and
Brittany
are getting divorced. Wait, is that the one with... Yeah, Jackson and Brittany are getting divorced. Who's Jason? The one with,
Maybe not Jason. What's his name? The like, vaguely Asian one?
Yes!
Jason!
Yes, Jason! Okay, yeah. Yes! Yeah, yeah, yeah! He does... I don't like them. Like, I don't like that couple.
But I feel like they're, like, all high and mighty. Like, we're the most stable couple in that house. Or in the,
yes.
In the house. In the, on the show.
Yeah. And then Nia. Is that her name? Nia?
I have no idea.
With that, her husband is an actor or whatever. And, like, they're like, you have a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. I thought that was crazy. Brittany's like, and tell him that you. I'm like, girl.
I think he does have a drinking problem.
He probably does, or he probably did.
It reminds me of my ex, when he used to get really fucked up and, like, go to bed at the party because he couldn't stay up anymore because he drank too much.
Fuck, yeah, so probably that's what happened.
And then it's like, you just have to let him sleep, and you have to go on the
night. Right, keep it going. But I just feel like Brittany, like, her life is in turmoil, so she's, like, doing anything she can
she
to, like...
She wants other people's lives to be as bad
yes,
as hers.
Yes, and I'm just like, girl, stop. Yeah. Like, it looks crazy, but... Like, the season's okay. Like, it's whatever. But, we'll see what happens. Jax is, like, in rehab currently, so he's not around. But...
Yeah.
It's crazy. I do like it. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't really like this season. I was like, I'm enjoying it. I just feel like, a lot of them have issues. And that's how it is on every show. Like, it always goes, like, they always start the show with all these couples, and then they're all, like, divorcing.
I know, but sometimes kind of they have to. Like, it's always, like, thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. All right, next we have, this is just, like, a PSA announcement. The Real Housewives of Miami is coming June 11th. So I'm excited for that. That will be on Bravo, not Peacock. It used to be on Peacock, but now it's
going to
be on Bravo. Yeah, now it's going to be on Bravo.
I mean, it'll still be on Peacock also.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be on Peacock the day after, but now it's, like, airing on Bravo first. It used to air on Peacock
first. I wish that everything aired on Peacock, because I don't have cable.
No, me too.
And I hate, like...
I just don't have time. Like, I don't have time to sit there at 9 p.m. and be like, all right, let's watch this show.
I know. I, like, wish that...
So
I love Peacock. I wish it would just come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love Peacock. All
right, what else is there?
So, other than that...
are you guys excited about Real Housewives of Rhode Island coming up?
Yes! Oh, my God!
And
that's
Real Housewives of London cast just dropped.
Yes, I'm excited.
So, that'll be good. Oh, yeah. Wait, oh, that was the next thing.
That was literally the next thing. Yeah. No, that's good. And then they have Ladies of London coming back. So, there was a show years ago called
LOL.
Ladies of London.
LOL. So, wait, Ladies of London and Real Housewives of London? That seems like
a little bit... Ladies of London is Bravo. Real Housewives of London is Hayu, which is Europe's, like, Bravo. So, like, in Europe, they have, like, the Real Housewives of Naples, the Real Housewives of now London, the Real Housewives.
Who does the reunion?
Some other guy, like, this man does it. Not Andy
Cohen.
I don't
know that man.
Yeah. I don't know him either like that, but, like.
He isn't being loud right now.
Fuck.
Shit.
It's all right.
If the whole thing's quiet, we'll kill ourselves.
Like, you will never see this face again.
Like, dead ass. You should call, like, a wellness check on us.
Yeah, no, literally. Because I won't be well.
Yeah. George, I dare you to squirt the mild salsa into your mouth right now.
No, I'm scared. Oh, mild? Yeah. It's not even that much.
Do it.
Like, it tastes weird. I'll do it for, like, I'll do a little bit. Squirt. I'm not gonna, oh, that's fine.
Suck on it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not bad, though. It's not bad.
The way I said that was, like, vaguely sexual. Yeah. I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry.
I'm used to it. I'm used to it in this world. Please. You want to get on a show? Well, guess what?
I'm going to have to change my pants before we go out.
I think it's fine. All right, maybe it's not fine. Like, that's crazy.
What is all this?
I didn't notice that. Like, that, I was like, you're not going to tell. You're not going to see.
What's all this about? Right? Yeah. Like, oh, I like this outfit now.
But, so, yeah, so the Real Housewives of London is a different entity. Is that the right terminology? Yeah, entity of another company.
Okay.
But it's still the Real Housewives franchise. It's just another...
It's not, though, is it?
It's, yeah, it's the Real Housewives franchise, but it's through Hayu, which is another company.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but... Ladies of London is going to be on Bravo, and that's, years ago, Ladies of London was on, and it aired for, like, 4 seasons, and then it got canceled. But it's coming back now.
Canceled.
Yes, and one girl who was, like, really fun on it, she died. I know.
R.I.P. Queen.
No, R.I.P.
R.I.P. She was, like, anorexic.
No, literally, she was, like, anorexic. She wasn't well.
Is that why she died?
I think so, yeah.
That's really sad. Mm-hmm. Did they ever watch... When did you come to North Brunswick? In high school?
Yeah, 2010.
Oh. In middle school, they made us watch a really sad documentary.
Yeah.
About this girl who, like, died from anorexia.
My gosh! That's, like, traumatizing.
It was traumatizing.
It's like, what the fuck? So, yeah, so that's that. And then they also have, like, they're doing Wife Swap, but with housewives.
Like, this is why.
Oh, that's why. Well, no, oh my gosh.
This is because I was like getting these glasses down and it like dipped into like the water
shit.
That was on the counter.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, I might as well just go like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like make certain.
Should I just get the whole thing wet?
Yeah. Because then it'll all be the same color.
We'll send pictures of the skirt too. Yeah. No, like, no one has known we were talking about the whole time. It's my skirt.
Oh, yeah. We're not even, like, saying
I'm wearing a silk skirt, and I keep getting it wet.
And it's now, like...
And it looks crazy.
It's staining.
It looks crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I look crazy.
Rihanna's father passed away at 70.
Wait. We didn't even transition to pop culture.
I know. I just... Like, I just felt like that was the right moment to say that.
It's funny because the last time we recorded,
yeah,
I had plans later that evening. It was like the end of March. That was the last episode.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, because you were sick. No, because then you got
sick,
really sick.
And then you got sick.
And then I got sick. It was like so bad. Like something happened every single time.
And then
time.
We were just recording, then you canceled, and then I canceled.
Yes, yeah. It was a mess. Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
That's why I like to do hiatus in the summer, because I know, like, June, I'm fucking all over the place.
The summer is when I'm, like, more able to.
Yeah, that's right. For you, you're, like, clear. You're, like,
I mean, I work summer school, but, like.
Yeah, something
so
crazy.
So low key.
For me, summer gets so crazy, and I'm like, fuck.
What was I saying? Oh, but it's funny because I had plans later that evening to meet my friend Jacob.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was supposed to go see Jacob tonight.
My god! Did you cancel last time or no?
No.
Okay.
We hung out, but I'm taking him out tomorrow for birthday drinks. It's his birthday.
Perfect.
Like a week and a half ago.
Okay, so that's good.
So, and, like, I offered that, like, when it was on, like, his birthday, I was, like, when you're back from, like, this festival you're at, like, I'm taking you out, we're getting drinks, and, yeah.
Where's the event tonight?
In the city.
Oh.
That's why, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. See, I originally thought it was, like, just Jersey City.
No, like, he's at... No, usually, like, he plays locally a lot.
Yeah.
But I wanted to try and make it to the city. But,
yeah.
Oh, wait, no one can hear me because I got my ass up.
Yeah.
I got my ass up to get more alcohol. But...
There's a place in the city, and it's, like, called... I forgot what it's called. It's, like, a bagel place.
What's it called? Is it, you can drink alcohol there?
No. No, it's a place that, like...
jerking, and my ass is gonna come out. Ready?
Oh my god, we're not well. Oh my god. You're gonna break the door and literally... Wait, is Monica there? No. Oh, Monica's out here. Oh, she's right here. Oh my gosh.
Can someone help?
Anyway, there's a bagel place.
With alcohol.
And they have like different creams and stuff like
different
that.
Cream
cheeses.
Okay, all
and they put
all,
it. But it's like.
Even the cafe that isn't even a bagel place, but it has bagels, has different cream cheeses. But I work. I get a plain bagel with veggie cream cheese like twice a week, and I eat like one half. On Monday, one half on Tuesday, then I get another one.
You know
one,
what's
one.
Funny? This is what propaganda does to this world. This company made me think, how crazy is it to have a bagel place with different cream cheeses?
You don't even eat cream cheese.
I don't even eat cream cheese. But they have a vegan one, that's why. So like, I'm about to go to New York just to grab a bagel.
Yeah,
with
but
the
you're gonna have to go like
cheese.
During the day.
Yeah, and it's. Okay, now I'm not going ever because you know what? You just made a great point. And, well, I made a great point in my head. We live in New Jersey. What? Okay, she's hyperventilating.
We were supposed to go into work on Friday for clerical day with no students, just all staff, like, doing paperwork. I just got a text and it's fully remote! I'm blacking out on Thursday night.
Oh, so Friday. It was supposed to... Oh, good. Oh, my... I love that.
I'm blacking out on Thursday. And I'm having sex with 10 people. Just kidding.
And I'm not fucking removing that.
No, because I was kidding about that one.
I don't... We delete it. I was like...
I'll probably have sex with one. If I'm lucky.
No, if you guys are lucky, that's what you need to say. I swear if you fucking call, if you text me saying we have to delete this and this, and I'm gonna kill you. Alright, no, that's good. Congratulations. Alright, what are in these margaritas?
Woohoo! A lot of tequila and a lot of Aperol.
So, anyway, alright, let's pop into
pop. You guys...
Rihanna's father's dead at 70.
R.I.P.
Like, that's sad.
That's a long life. It's a long life, though.
It's a long life.
I mean, he probably could have had a couple more, but yeah, he was sick, right?
I don't know what happened. It doesn't say what happened. It just said, I hope it's not like a Nicki Minaj thing where, like, the dad got hit.
With what?
A car. Nicki Minaj's dad was hit by a car and killed.
That's crazy.
Like, by a drunk driver. Few years ago, so I hope it's not something like that.
Oh, I know,
but that's all we know. So, like,
but
it's
sending
very
healing
sad.
And love
sending
and light
healing love
to
and
that
prayers.
Family, yeah.
Yeah, that's very sad.
I'm sending light, not prayers, because I
know
the universe
know, yeah.
And the stars.
Actually, wait, the last episode, I guess you were sick. I was like, I'm sending my love and happiness Gracie's way. I would say prayers, but she doesn't believe in that. So I'm not sending it to her. But.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Okay, you guys. Everybody, if you have Hulu or Disney Plus or you have cable for some odd reason and you have the channel FX, please go watch Adults.
My God, you watched it? You wrote it down?
Yeah.
Oh, you wrote it?
I wrote that. Did you think you wrote that?
I wrote it!
only thing I wrote.
I thought I wrote it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Please, please.
I was like this. Like,
please, I'm begging.
No,
I'm
it's begging. So fucking good. So you watched the whole season?
I watched
season?
It twice.
Oh, what? No, I'm about to watch it twice.
I watched it twice.
It's so good. It's so good.
So good. It's a little bit, it's like they have like, in every episode, there's like one moment that's a little surrealist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
On the spit roast episode, when she had all the tubes in her, mm-hmm. and the vaginal wand too, all yes. the time, and it was all at the same time. Like, that was like a surrealist moment.
Yes.
But there is like a moment like that in every episode. You know what I mean? And there's kind of this, like, tone to the show that's so unique, and I've never seen anything like it before.
No, I love it.
And I really like it.
It's so good.
It's so... The cast is great. I will say, the Indian girl who plays mm-hmm. Issa looks like, sounds like, acts like Ilana Glazer.
Yes! Everyone is saying that on
Literally,
Twitter.
I, like...
yes.
They look alike, they sound alike, and they act alike. It's crazy,
dude.
It
brought me back to, like, Broad City.
No, and like, I love that. Crazy. And I love that. And, like, that's, like, kind of my personality. Mm-hmm. Except I'm a little more private, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. That show's so fucking good.
It's so good. But, like, no, but, like, literally Ilana Glazer. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. 100%.
But she's so good, though. She's so good, though.
Yeah, she's
the,
so
the
good.
The whole cast is so good.
The whole
I need
cast.
Like I need like 20 million more episodes immediately.
That's all everyone's saying. Everyone's like, I need like 5 seasons of this.
It's
20 episodes
so
each.
Fucking good. But you know what? It would lose its charm if it was longer.
Yes.
This seasons need to be 8 episodes, maybe 10. I would I would take 10 or 12 mm-hmm. or something. But oh my god,
it's so good.
I need more of it, and I need it now. It's so good. Yeah. You can tell the cast has beautiful chemistry, and they all genuinely like each other and
yes.
are friends. Like,
yes.
I was watching some interviews today. They're so good. I'd seen Owen Thiel, who plays Anton on some other things before. He's always been so funny.
Overcompensating, that's one.
Was he on Overcompensating?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, that one, like, the tone of the show just seemed a little bit... I need to try again.
Try again, but I understand.
Yeah.
It was very, like...
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was kind of, it did give that vibe. But it's very good. It's very good.
Okay. I really like Holmes on it. She's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's Haley.
No, it's so good.
She's so good. With the nails, good. With the like little pink like pom poms on them.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop. And like that's not like the last thing I'd seen her in before that. She was playing the complete opposite kind of character.
Oh really?
Yes.
No, I loved her.
Yes.
She was so good.
Literally she's such a good actress.
Yeah.
She's in a lot of things. She hasn't been in that many things, actually, sorry. But, like, she's already shown, like, so much range mm-hmm. in her acting abilities. Like, look, I'm going to show you this, and you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Stop it! What is that?
It is called Welcome to Flatch. It's so good.
Okay.
But, yeah. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Completely different.
Completely different.
No, she was
I didn't
so
even
good.
Recognize her.
My favorite.
I literally didn't even recognize
yeah,
her.
Yeah, my favorite is when the one episode with Charlie XCX, and she's like, girl, it's okay. Like, I forgive you, like, that you gave my ticket away. Like,
Wait.
She's like, I can't fucking be mad at you.
For
and
what?
Then she's in, like, handcuffs. You have to watch this. Maybe, like, see episode 3 or something like that.
Okay. I have to see.
Of it. But anyway, like, adults on FX... And
Whoa.
On Hulu, amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so realistic. It's just like a group of friends all living together.
And
it's like, yeah, I do. Ugh. Like, I love him.
Samir.
I love all of them. Like,
I know.
They're
I would
all,
fuck all of
like,
them.
The whole cast, I would,
so
I would kiss. Like,
I
sorry,
them.
I'm kissing them all.
Give you a kiss, mama.
Yeah.
oh my God. Excuse
so, yeah.
me.
What was
burped.
That?
I have a text.
So, yeah, that was amazing. Okay, next, Justin Bieber broke.
Okay, but then the next thing you have is that Haley...
Right, well, let me... Okay.
The next thing on the list is that Haley sold Rode Beauty or whatever for $1
million.
So, is that because Justin's broke?
So Justin Bieber sold his masters for $200 million, okay?
Why?
I don't know.
They're and like, Taylor Swift just bought her masters.
Right. That's another thing.
Like $80 million.
$360 million. So anyway, Justin Bieber sold his masters for $20 million. Everyone was like, okay, good for him, whatever. But now everyone's seeing, like, what was the reason?
Because he broke?
They are thinking because he's broke. I guess he's just spent all of his money. He spent everything. So
I would, like, sell a car or, like, a home.
Right.
Or, like,
I just
good,
think,
good clothing.
Yes. I just think these celebrities, like,
before I sold my masters.
Yes, me too.
Because that's, like, my intellectual property.
Right. And that makes you, and that makes you money forever. Like, your kids will make money. Your kids' kids will make money. Like,
a little ridiculous.
It's crazy.
By the way.
So, anyway.
Michael!
Okay, so Michael clicked on, and that's Gracie's cat.
Yeah.
Clicked the stop button, and we ended up yapping.
I'm
but,
doing this for George.
Yay! Oh my god, mukbang! Gracie is currently eating her chalupa live on the podcast, something I love to do. I love a nice mukbang, and we're living.
I'm making it really gross.
Just don't get on the mic. And what we were discussing before is that Justin Bieber may be broke. Now, when I say broke, like, broke on his terms, I don't think broke, like, on our terms in, like, the real people world, but, like, he isn't doing financially well like he once was. Now, like Gracie said, Hailey Bieber has just announced that she has sold her brand, Rode Beauty, for $1 billion. So, they are now, they're in the money now.
So, like, but why, maybe he should buy his masters back.
Right. So, that's the issue. He sold his masters for $200 million. I thought that was stupid of him, but he did it. And yeah, I think it would be a good idea to maybe buy it back now that they have $1 billion.
Yeah.
Like, just buy it back and wrap it up. It's not going to be that much more. And that's where we go to our next thing, where it's like Taylor Swift bought back her masters. It originally was sold for $300 million back in 2019, I believe.
To who?
To this company. This, like, big firm. Now...
by Scooter Braun.
Yes. Yeah.
Can
now...
the one is so good.
Now... no, like, Chalupa... like, guys, I'm sorry, but Chalupa from Taco Bell is, like, number one on my list. It's...
bring back the quesalupa. Bring back the quesalupa.
It's a staple. It's a staple.
They're not gonna do it, guys.
They're not. But anyway, so $300 million
are you for
done
the drink.
Yeah, I'm done.
I gotta put
oh yeah,
in
toss
there because,
it.
Like,
oh my god, now it's getting
even...
too fucking much.
No,
oh my
it's
gosh.
No, it's not too spicy. It's just like it's too many.
Oh, it's too many
in
things
the drink,
in the drink. The jalapenos.
Yeah.
We've gone to that point where the jalapenos are too much. Like in
not spice
in
wise,
the drink,
in,
not spice wise.
In like space wise.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyway, so, yeah, Taylor Swift's, like, her masters were sold behind her back for $300 million all those years ago. Now, she bought them back for $360 million. So, see how it's not, like, that much more? And she has, like, her masters are worth a lot.
She got a good deal.
Yeah. So, I feel like with him, it might be, like, $210 million, you know? Like, just buy them back and stop it. Next, we have Miley Cyrus. She has a new album out.
I haven't listened yet.
It's called, Something Beautiful.
Okay.
Maybe
and
we,
it
if,
is.
If we drive in the car, like, we'll listen
we will.
To it.
We are gonna drive in the car.
We are gonna drive in the car. And,
it might be
it
Something
is,
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a beautiful
something
album.
Beautiful, you
something
might
Beautiful.
Say.
Something Beautiful is beautiful. And,
no, I'm trying to say Something Beautiful. It's Something Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. And then last on my list, at least, it's fuck Patti LuPone.
I love Patti LuPone.
She was, like, trashing Audra McDonald, who I love. She
but what was the reason?
She's currently in Gypsy. I personally think she's bitter and jealous.
Oh.
Audra, like, is one of the top, like, she's won the most, or is it?
Are you sticky?
No. Oh, I think it's because you grabbed the jalapeno.
No, it's just because, like, my drink was dripping down the side.
Oh, no, mine was fine.
And I kept, well, what did I do wrong?
I don't know. You know why? I think I stay in one area.
Oh, I move around.
It seemed like you moved around.
It's fine. Yeah. Damn, bitch. You didn't have to read me like that.
You moved around.
I gotta raise my hands. Hi.
Yeah, raise your hands. So anyway, like, Patti LuPone, like, LuPone, whatever. Like, she, like, was saying all this stuff about Audra McDonald, and it was just, like, rude. Like, she shouldn't say that. And now she's, like, under hot.
I'm gonna criticize you a little bit, though.
Go off.
I will say.
Yeah.
You, made a post.
Yeah.
Like, why are you bashing other women? Fuck you, you bitch. But you're bashing a woman!
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. I went on social
media. I just have to call you out a little bit on that one.
I went on social media, and I'm like, how dare you bash a fucking woman, you bitch.
And I'm like,
you're a fucking rat! And then all of a sudden, it's like me bashing a woman.
All of a sudden, I'm bashing a woman.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but wonder, what if I bashed a woman?
No, I literally, after I posted, I was like, am I bashing a woman now? But I was
and
just
I
like,
knew we were going to see each other, so I was yeah.
And, like, people, a few people I know were like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, you won't get it. Like, you just won't get it. And I'm, like, new to the Broadway world. Well, we did Alchemist, but, like, I never was, like, into Broadway. But now, like, seeing these people, like.
Bitch, you're not into Broadway. You're into the Broadway drama.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But I saw, like, Gypsy, Audra's in it. And I was just like, I loved her in it. That's it.
So he's like, I ride for that bitch now.
Yeah, no, literally, I saw her. I was, like, standing ovation. And I was like.
It's like, fuck them other bitches because I'm down with my bitches. Fuck them other bitches because I'm down with my bitches.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
No, literally, literally. I'm like, fuck that bitch, Patti LuPone. Like, whatever her name is.
Oh, she's Italian, gosh. Bitch.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Are you disowning her?
I'm disowning her. It's over. No Sunday dinners for you. It's over.
Oh, wait.
What? Is it Sunday? No, it's Monday. I'm like, what day is it?
Motherfucker doesn't even know what day it is, bro. Come on, bro. Okay, wait. What's next? Not my slut zone list.
That's all we have. My last thing is hyperfixation.
Oh, what's your weekly hyperfixation?
Clean eating. Except for today that we ate Taco Bell.
My hyperfixation is the groceries that I bought.
I'm like, okay, good. I love a good grocery. Like, if you go to the grocery store and you get everything you wanted on the list and it's just, like,
you
amazing,
guys,
top
tier. I spent $188.
Yep.
But I ordered them from Whole Foods. I got 5, like, full bags of groceries.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And I ordered, like, a lot of charcuterie stuff.
Yeah.
Like, expensive cheese and meat.
Do they do free delivery?
No, not here. I have to pay $10 a month. But that, because otherwise it's $10 delivery fee each time.
Oh,
so
okay.
if I order once a month, it pays for itself already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but then what if I order twice a month and I don't have to pay that $10 again?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Then I'll probably end up ordering in a couple weeks.
That's true.
But, like, I have eggs. I, like, got, honestly, you guys, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm, like.
That's good, though.
Pretty impressed with myself.
When you get a lot, it's like, all right, this is worth it.
It was worth it. And I got all that charcuterie stuff, which is, like, crazy. Like, damn, girl.
It's horrible when you go there and you spend all that money and it's, like, nothing.
Nothing,
like,
I know.
What did I buy?
It was, like, 5 bags. It was great. And they were heavy bags on them. It was nice.
That's good.
But, yeah, I figured out what I'm doing for my 30th birthday. The whole plan was pieced together in one day over several two conversations, one with my roommate and one with my friend who runs comedy shows. I'm doing a comedy show.
Oh,
I'm not doing stand-up this time.
Okay.
I'm doing one of the game shows next week.
Okay, fun.
It's called Weeding Out the Stoned.
Okay.
So everybody's really high except for one person, and the audience has to decide, figure out who's not high.
Oh, I love that.
So okay. I won't tell you guys what I'm going to be.
Okay.
But I'll be either stoned or not stoned.
Oh, makes
and,
sense.
And my friend Alex basically let me pick all the people who I want to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just picked, like, all my comedy friends.
Yeah.
All the ones of them who I know.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's really exciting. And, yeah, then also what we're doing for my birthday. My birthday's on a Thursday. And on the first and third Thursday of every month at Pet Shop in Jersey City, Crockpot Comedy does comedy shows. And it's run by my friends Alex and Alex.
Okay.
They're both named Alex.
Okay.
And my birthday is the first Thursday of the month. And I said, can we do the roast of Gracie Gillio?
Oh my gosh! That's gonna be so fucking good.
And Alex said yes.
Oh my gosh!
But it's gonna be a special for the 10:30 show because there's an 8:30 and a 10:30.
Okay.
So we're gonna do the 10:30.
Okay.
I'm probably calling out of work that Friday after.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh,
it's
going to
be
gosh.
Like some of my local comedy friends
yes.
will roast me.
Oh, I'm going to.
And
this.
Then you, if you want to roast me,
yeah.
then you can. Like,
oh my gosh!
I get to pick a couple of people
okay.
who can roast me.
I'm like interested.
So I'm like really excited. And then I get to roast back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get to like see what they wrote about me.
Oh my gosh.
But beforehand, and probably I get to veto certain things if I don't like
Like, them. Give me a hug right now. That is so genius. Oh my gosh. Gosh, like that is genius.
It's the 30th birthday roast of
Gracie Gillio.
and then Saturday is September 6th.
Yeah.
We're doing a cutie little dinner for like my inner circle. You'll
okay.
be invited, don't worry.
Okay.
And then everybody, like we'll probably do that in the city.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Pet Shop and Lucky's for the
okay.
end of the night.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
I'm really like, the fact that I have three separate events
yeah.
for my 30th birthday right now that I, like, I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do.
yeah.
I had a couple ideas floating. I didn't really love any of them.
Right.
I didn't think people would commit to any of them, but I think that, like, the 30th birthday roast of Gracie Gillio
so good.
Is going to be so funny.
I love it. I love
I'm,
it.
I'm, like, going to start marketing it soon.
Yeah.
Because I got to give people time to prepare.
Yes. Yes.
And we're like 3 months away.
Yeah.
So
oh
we're almost
gosh.
Yeah.
In
2 days we'll be 3 months
yeah,
away.
3 months. Holy shit.
So yeah.
Oh my god, this is so cool.
I'm really excited.
I'm excited. Cheers
I have
to that.
Oh, we have a little bit left in
oh,
our glasses.
Wait, yeah.
We have a little bit. We have to sip it. We have to make sure you get some.
I just like the fucking jalapeno. Yeah, I did. Now I did get some.
I literally
it
didn't got... change.
Okay, now I saw it now. God, the fucking jalapenos.
They're
okay.
so good. I love a jalapeno.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that.
So, yeah, guys.
All right. So, that's what we have in store. That's so incredible. I love that. That's such a great idea.
I have to confirm with Alex. I'll hit him up later.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited.
No, this is really
Even
exciting.
If it doesn't happen at Crock-Pot, we're going to do it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it's outside.
But
we'll
he was like,
it.
I'm down. Like, I'm
yeah.
down to do that. Like, and I think it's going to be really fun because it's, like, part of the comedy in Jersey City, which I've been trying to, like, be a part
be
of
a
for
part
a little while.
Of, yes.
Which I will be performing in the game show.
Right,
performing,
right.
air quotes.
Yeah.
In the game show, sorry, next Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, the 11th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
So come through if you're around. It'll be funny.
This is amazing. I'm so excited. like all the
stuff. My weekly hyperfixation is having sex.
She's joking.
I'm joking.
It's staining her dress.
My weekly hyperfixation is being a real cutie pie.
Yeah.
And being so lovable. And
yeah.
And
just being a girl.
Actually, I'm really into writing poetry and reading interesting books.
I love.
So, like, I'll end with this. We'll end with this.
Okay.
My favorite line from this. I'm very sorry for many things I've written lately. Don't be angry with me. And please stop tormenting yourself with the thought that it's exclusively your fault.
Wow.
Please stop tormenting yourself with the thought that it's exclusively your fault. I'll leave you guys with that.
Wow.
Franz Kafka. Letters to Milena.
Wow. I thought it was Melania.
No, this is a compilation of letters that he wrote to Milena.
Aww.
So.
Okay. Well, what an ending. Guys, this has been an incredible season.
It has been, even though I wasn't present for most of it. I was too busy bouncing on deck.
We've had a lot of great times.
We have. Bouncing on deck.
Right? Yes. And until next season,
we're
going to go to the bar and celebrate.
Celebrate.
So guys, thank you so much for tuning in this whole season. It's meant the world to us.
Oh my God, truly.
And we will see you all next season.
Easy, breezy, bouncing beautiful on it.
Goodbye.